From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is in Saudi Arabia, the first stop on his first presidential foreign trip. Mr. Trump will be abroad for 9 days. Heather Corley is the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's certainly an incredibly ambitious trip. Usually presidents wait a little bit until they wade deeply into the Middle East because it's so challenging.
Some observers find Mr. Trump's visit to the Middle East surprising in wake of his America First rhetoric and campaign statements calling for a Muslim ban, backed by subsequent orders attempting to limit travel from 6 Muslim-majority countries. Saudi Arabia was named in the travel bans. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says former FBI Director James Comey has agreed to testify publicly about Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. Meantime, the New York Times reported President Trump told Russian officials earlier this month that he had just fired Comey, calling him a nut job. The Times reported Mr. Trump said Comey's firing had eased pressure on him regarding the Russia investigation. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said there was never any attempt to interfere in the investigation. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has won re-election, beating out his closest opponent, a hardline cleric, Ibrahim Raisi. Rouhani banked his political future on Iran's landmark nuclear deal with the United States and other world powers, which led to the loosening of economic sanctions on Tehran. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump has ordered an accelerated operation against Islamic State jihadists in Syria. Defense Chief Jim Mattis called it a tactical shift.
We are leading a comprehensive international campaign to crush ISIS's claim of invincibility, to deny ISIS a geographic haven from which to hatch murder.
As the ISIS fighters continue to lose ground, they've started using civilians as human shields and killing those who attempt to flee. Philippine leader Rodrigo Duterte says Chinese President Xi Jinping threatened him with war if the Philippines begins drilling for oil in a disputed part of the South China Sea. Mr. Duterte spoke with reporters.
It is ours and we intend to drill oil there. Wala nang palaboy-laboy. If it's yours, well, that is your view, but my view is that I can drill the oil if there is some inside the bowels of the earth, because it is ours.
President Duterte said Mr. Xi gave him a firm but friendly warning then when they met in Beijing 5 days ago. Political observers say Duterte's frank account of the conversation in the Chinese capital could infuriate China. A top Venezuelan opposition leader was prevented from leaving the country for a meeting in New York with the UN rights chief, Enrique Capriles, who challenged President Nicolas Maduro for the presidency in 2013, had his passport canceled at the airport as he tried to leave the country. The UN said the human rights chief would meet instead with a lawyer for Capriles, present the high commissioner with a report about allegations of the excessive use of force by Venezuelan security forces against anti-Maduro government protesters. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he cannot forgive or forget what Sweden has put him through following an announcement by Swedish prosecutors that they have dropped their rape case against him. Assange remains holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. British police say they will arrest him on a charge of jumping bail if he tries to leave. Assange also faces a possible sealed U.S. indictment against him. And the U.S. State Department said a clash in Washington this week, in which Turkish security personnel apparently attacked demonstrators, was deeply disturbing. The clash broke out between Turkish security personnel and protesters outside the Turkish ambassador's residence during Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's visit to Washington. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.